RT has announced it's ceasing the long-wave 252 service for Radio 1 from next month. The move was originally announced in 2014, but was postponed because of protests from Irish organisations in Britain. RT said in a statement today that long-wave 252 is no longer sustainable, as the transmitter at Summerhill in County Meath uses up 2.5% of the organisation's entire energy use. The current cost is €250,000, and that could rise, it says. Our reporter, Carol Coleman, is been speaking to Margaret Golden in Manchester, one of those who campaigned in 2014 to retain the long wave service in Britain.
I have Alexa and different mediums, but there's a lot of our Irish diaspora who rely on the radio itself, the ordinary radio. They don't have the internet, etc. So it's really, we need to keep the radio going for them. People in nursing homes, yes, a friend during the campaign trail, this gentleman was in visiting in a nursing home, and the people there, they listen to the Sunday Mass, or now it's a Sunday service, but they don't have the internet. Yes, so many different aspects of life here in Britain that they depend on the ordinary radio and not the digital medium.
RTE says that it's costing too much, this transmitter, €250,000 in energy costs a year. What do you say to that?
Well, I feel €250,000 is a pittance, really. When you think RTE, the government of Ireland, owe a duty of care to the diaspora, and we do need the connection, and €250,000 isn't a lot in the grand scheme of things, I feel.
Margaret, is the campaign over?
Well, it might be beginning again. 2014, when we started the last campaign, but we had to go out to get signatures. Yes, it may be starting all over again.
And that's Margaret Golden speaking there to our reporter, Carol Coleman. Well, Adrian Lynch is head of audiences and channels at RTE, and he's on the line now. Good afternoon to you, Adrian. Thanks for taking our call this afternoon.
So, good afternoon, Brian.
So what's behind this? Is it about the energy costs here? Is it about the overall cost? Is it about a declining audience? What lies at the root of this decision today?
Yeah, well, there's three key reasons. One is cost. The second one is the carbon footprint. And the third one is changing audience behaviours. On cost, in terms of the report you just had on, obviously there's operating costs there of $250,000 a year. That's now gone up to $400,000. But beyond that, there's a significant capital investment which is required to actually maintain the safe upkeep of Summerhill, which is in Meath. Mm-hmm. And that is constituted by both a mast and a transmitter. Now, the transmitter there is at end of life, and it will need to be replaced at the cost of maybe about $2.5 million. The last time we did works in the transmitter, I think that's back in 2006, and it was over $2 million. So there's a significant cost versus the opportunity cost of actually investing in terms of where the audience is in terms of our digital services.
Does RTE accept that Longwave 252 is a public service?
Absolutely. But I think that if you look at audience behaviour over the last 10 years, our services are consumed more than ever by the diaspora. So Longwave was a key platform for connecting with that audience. That has now changed. And I think it's interesting, Brian, because even during COVID, we can see the adoption of technologies by older people has been significant. But I would make one other point, which was in 2021, we actually had to close the service down for 6 to 8 weeks. And in that period of time, we'd very few complaints. So we're not really quite sure how many people are using the service.
Well, maybe people didn't complain because they understand that, you know, had to be shut down to be serviced. I'm just thinking, and Margaret painted the picture there of those, particularly, as we say, elderly people for whom the service was their link with home. People who left their homes very many decades ago, made their lives in Britain, sent back remittances, as we know, to maintain communities here. And this is the way they stay in touch.
Yeah, we're totally cognizant of that, you know, and we're very cognizant of the fact that diaspora do access Ireland through RTE a lot of the time. I would say that in terms of there are many ways, you know, even over the last decade since this was last discussed, that you can now access RTE. For example, we know that 12 million homes in the UK access RTE through television. So you have Freesat. which is free television over there. You've got Sky, you've got Virgin. But beyond that, then, we have a significant amount of access to RT.ie, which is our radio player.
Yeah, do you know how many people continue to access it through the transistor, through the longwave service?
We're not really sure, but what we have done.
You don't kind of know the impact of this, then?
We do know it's small. We have worked with, to get to those groups, we've been working really closely with the Department of Foreign Affairs. So obviously we're running a campaign now to communicate with those groups on the ground. We're also running a campaign on Longwave itself. We also have a support line. And we're also have sort of support services available through RT.ie.
But the service will close in just a couple of weeks, isn't it? 14th of April,
correct.
It's due to shut down.
Yeah,
so there's not a lot of time to get the word out there. Do you know, for example, how many of those who use the longwave service would have access to Alexa or to satellite television services, alternative ways of accessing?
Yeah, so as I was saying that, again, if you go back and look at the numbers, free television over there carries it. It is available through free television. So, again, if you go into those community groups, that's why we're working so closely with the Department of Foreign Affairs and the consulates across the UK to make sure through posters and flyers and every way possible, including digital, that
Pleasure.
We communicate places that RT can be consumed. Oh, so we're really cognizant of the fact that, you know, this is a key gateway and we want to make sure we can help listeners in the transition.
All right. Adrian Lynch, Head of Audiences and Channels at RT, thank you for that.